Case number 11,094, Lois and Phyllis Carco, northeast of Route 1 Coastal Highway, northwest of William F. Street, being lot 43 within Dodds Addition Development. A variance from the front side and rear yard setback requirement.
Good evening. You state your name and address for the record, please.
Brian Elliott, 1628 Bay Road, Milford.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'd like to respectfully request a front, side, and rear yard variance for Lewis and Phyllis Carco. This is located in Dodds Addition, kind of connected to Rehoboth there. The Carcos have owned this property. It's been in their family for some odd 50 years or so, and there's an existing dwelling on the property. It's very old, low ceilings, wiring, plumbing, things like that, decades old. They do have a newer sunroom that they attach to the rear of this existing dwelling that they would like to keep. They'd like to hire me to demo the existing dwelling, the old part of the dwelling, keeping the sunroom that they've put in expense into, and I'll build a new barrack home off the front of the existing sunroom. To do so, they would need a front and side yard setback variance. Reasons being is it's a 5,000 square foot lot, so it's very small, as most, you know, a lot of beach lots are. And if they line up the barrack home with the existing sunroom, it impedes into the side yard setback. I guess it's legal nonconforming the way it's sitting right now. On the survey that you gentlemen have in front of you, I also have showed the adjacent properties and their setbacks. So we believe that, you know, we wouldn't really be changing the character of the neighborhood, and we'd be just barely impeding into that front yard. As far as the rear setback, that was simply for the movable shed that they have on a concrete pad in the rear. We don't think it would affect the surrounding character of the street simply because of the differing setbacks. None of the homes are lined up really in uniform. They all have different setbacks. The uniqueness of the lot is because it is such a small lot. And in order to keep the sunroom that's there existing and save the expense of tearing it down and then rebuilding that structure, they simply wanted to line up the new home with the existing sunroom.
So you're basically going to be on the same footprint?
For the most part, yes, the same footprint. You should have one survey that shows that the dwelling where it's at. It actually is 3.9 feet from the left side setback. The new home would actually be 3.8 feet from the side yard setback, so it would be just a little less than what is there now.
Do we have a survey of existing?
We do. You should have had a copy of that.
Yeah, I have a copy of that. I have it.
This one?
Yeah. No.
So it would actually be 1/10 less than what's already there. I know that doesn't matter much, but.
So you're asking less than what's existing?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is.
In the front, though, we're requesting just a little bit more than the. We're actually requesting 1.2 feet more than what your front setback allowance is.
So in other words, you had your average was what, something like 18?
18.3.
Yes, sir.
And now you're going to encroach on that, correct?
Yes, sir.
1.2.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. The average was 18.3, with the closest adjacent lot being 11.6 feet, which is about five lots down the street. We're requesting to go from 18.3 average to a 17.1 front yard, which would give us 1 foot 2 feet into that front yard setback. The side yard setback, we're actually requesting just a little bit less than is already existing.
Why can't you bring the proposed screen porch into compliance?
Well, it's not just the screen porch, it's also the home. The model home that they've chosen, because it is a small lot, they're doing a two-story. So they'd have to build an even smaller home than they already plan on building to get it into compliance with the existing setback. That screen porch, if we made that smaller, just changes the character of the home. The elevation of the home would not be as appeasing as the plan that they've actually chosen. And also, if we reduce that screen porch, it loses some of its usefulness because it's not as wide. And
that's understandable.
Mm-hmm. And also, if we lessen the footprint of the home, then we're reducing, you know, they're building to get out of a small dwelling. They plan on retiring Mrs. Carco as a school principal in Baltimore. Mr. Carco works for the court system. They plan on retiring and relocating this family property. So they want to build their retirement home. And if they, you know, made the setbacks work as the existing setback is, they'd have a really small footprint of a home. They just want a little bit bigger home in a nutshell.
So you're telling me that you can't, that 1.2 tenths of a foot is going to make a difference?
Well, it will make the home smaller, okay?
That's
it will
obvious.
Make the porch smaller, but it could comply with the front yard setback. So if you're asking me, could they make it smaller? Well, of course they could.
Okay.
And I gladly do that for them.
That's
yeah.
all I want to know.
Yes, sir.
You could accommodate that variance that you're requesting by moving it by
making the home smaller. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
Thank
sir.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, how many square feet is the proposed dwelling that you have now?
About 1,812.
That's both floors?
That's two-story, both floors, yes, sir.
And the existing?
The existing home is probably 800 square feet.
Single story?
Mm-hmm.
What size is the screen porch offhand?
It is a 16 by 8.
16 by 8?
Mm-hmm.
What about your shed? What did you tell me about your shed? You can move it or you can't move it?
Yeah, it is a movable shed.
Okay.
That is a movable shed. It's just been there for a long time, so we're requesting that it remain. I think that would be small potatoes for the Carcos if they be allowed. The main concern that they have is being able to put the dwelling with the elevation that they have on the property.
Okay, so the shed would be no problem?
No, I think they gladly move that shed.
Okay.
So you can move the shed?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you could take care of the proposed screen porch, right?
Well, to take care of the front porch, we would have to reduce the size of the home to make it meet the existing setbacks.
Yeah, because you already got an average, which is way.
We have an average of 18.3. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But so we weren't requesting the average. We were requesting to go into the front yard setback as they already have in on lot 31 and lot 33. So we could meet the average by reducing the home and by reducing the porch. That lessens the square feet of the porch and that lessens the square feet of the home, okay? So we're not requesting to meet the average. We're requesting to encroach into the front of that average as two of the neighboring lots have been allowed to do.
I mean, that's what you're asking for, 1.2. I mean, that's obvious.
Yes, sir.
That's what you're doing. Did you explain this to your client?
I did, yes, sir. I initially was actually going to do a smaller home, and they asked me to do a new survey requesting a little bit bigger home simply to suit their family and their retirement home. You know, they spoke to, it's a very close-knit community. Most of the people there have been there for decades, as the Carcos family has owned their property for decades. They all get along great. They knew that some of their neighbors were further forward towards the street. They spoke with them and said, hey, Brian, you know, we've got neighbors that are closer to the street. They don't have any issue with us building closer to the street. We'd like a little bit bigger home to retire in because they're already downsizing from where they live in Baltimore. Would you change the survey, which I did the last minute, change the survey to make the footprint of the house just a little bit bigger?
Where did you get the average from? Who gave you the average?
The surveyor. Foresight surveyors. It's Tim Miller, Miller Lewis's son.
Okay, so they had to include the two houses, one on left on the left side and one on the right side.
All the way down the street, and the
right.
end
and
is actually, the end is a cul-de-sac. Yes, sir.
Way.
Mm-hmm. And, well, the end's a cul-de-sac, so you can't go to the right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that you're already getting the benefit of their adjustments that they made. Okay? You said that
okay.
they had a variance in the left side, they had a variance on the right side. Is that correct?
I'm not really sure who had variances, sir, because I didn't particularly
I thought I heard you say that that's...
Yeah,
it's like the variances they have.
Well, what I'm getting at is the adjacent lots down the street are closer. One of them is 11.1 feet from the front yard setback. What I was getting at is we are simply requesting to come closer towards the street, just like some of the neighbors' dwellings are. I'm not...
You've got to... It's nonconforming.
A lot of the houses down there are nonconforming.
That's what
He's
trying to get to.
They're closer than what this house is.
Okay,
but
that's what I wanted
to get. Taken.
An average has been taken for...
An average has been taken from all the neighboring houses, yes, sir.
And your request meets the average?
No, the average is actually 18.3. I'm requesting to go 1.2 feet closer to the street.
Gotcha.
Even though that is less than the average, it is not as close to the street as some of the other homes are.
Right.
Because what is explaining, some of the houses are only 11.6 feet from the front property line.
And I'm requesting to be 17.1 feet where there's another house that's 11.6 feet. The average of all the other homes within so many hundreds of feet of this dwelling is 18.3.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. Thank
Sorry,
you.
I'm a little nervous. Excuse me.
No, you've done very well. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board?
And the sunroom is a permanent...
It is. It's a really nice sunroom that they spent a lot of money on with expensive windows. And, you know, I could demo that along with the house, but the house is 50 years old with 7-foot ceilings and old plumbing and wiring and whatnot. The sunroom is new and expensive. So they're like, Brian, we'd prefer not to have the expense of demoing the sunroom and then rebuilding it all over again.
When did they build the sunroom?
It's been within the last 10 years. I don't know the exact date, though, sir.
But they built it into the variance, into the setback area when they constructed it?
It was built directly onto the back of the home.
Did they get a certificate of compliance at that time, Susan?
I don't see anything for that.
And, it may just be that they redid the sunroom. I know Atlantic Aluminum Products has installed the windows. I've been there and seen that.
That's what's happened. It was already a structure there.
Okay.
And they remodeled.
They fixed it up real nice. Okay. And that's possible. I don't know that for a fact. I do know that they contracted Atlantic Aluminum Products to do the windows. It's pretty nice.
You do it for... Okay. Any further questions?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Nope.
Mr. Sharp?
The one thing that strikes me when I look at this survey is that you've got the dwelling matching up on the side yard line with the sunroom.
Mm-hmm.
Have the applicants looked at moving the dwelling over but having that sunroom staying on its existing footprint? Is that even a possibility?
It's a possibility, but it would look stupid. We talked about that, and aesthetically, it would not be as appeasing from the road for the property. We have talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing further.
Okay. No further questions? Any hearing them? Excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to recommend that we take case number 11,094 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 11,094 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,094 has been taken under advisement. And what that means, sir, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.